Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Cash Cuties, a super personal finance podcast where we analyze our friends' credit card statements with love. I'm your host, Stuffy Bake.
And I'm some guy, Fumiabe.
Don't say that. If you're listening on your Apple Pod app, please leave a review, hit follow on Spotify, and sub to our YouTube channel for the video version of this episode description. Dude, why do I do this? I did it right the last time.
You got it.
And sub to our YouTube channel for the video version of this podcast. All the links are available.
No Dono Daddies this week because we just recorded 2 days ago, literally, with the Cool Op. That was a good time. Cuties, we have a... Mommy and Daddy have something to tell you.
Daddy and mommy have something to tell you. Okay.
Is that okay? Can we go there? Why'd you look at me like that? You knew we were going to do this.
I know, but the way you say it, like, why do you have to already start as mommy and daddy? Because that's already... That's already mentioning something.
You think I'm using comedy as like a defense mechanism? Because I can't just tell them what's actually happening. I have to be like, mommy and daddy, boop boopy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Steph Skies and I, we've been talking. Stefan and I, we've been talking.
And we decided we're going to take a little sabbatical. It's nothing big. Don't freak out, guys. It's we're taking a little
sabbatical. And really the reason why we're doing that, why it came up in the first place, it's not you guys. We love you guys. We love this pod. We've been just getting a little busy, both of us. We have some like kind of short-term gigs coming up that require a lot of time during the week, and we may not be able to meet up consistently. And, you know, we don't want the podcast to be like one of us for like that many times. So that's kind of like the thing. And we're trying to make money.
Yeah, we got to make money so that we can feed ourselves and feed the podcast. And it's not going to be long, but we are also planning some other ideas for it, which is super exciting, so you have to stay tuned.
Yes,
we're thinking of some very interesting things for this pod.
I think do you want to get into like more about this, not the next phase, but like why, or we just keep it mystery? We like mystery.
We love a little mystery.
Bottom line, we love you. I think we tried this and it grew, but we want to try some other stuff to make it grow even more, and that's sort of what we're trying to figure out.
We try a lot.
We're trying to try,
and we're going to continue to try because that's what life is about.
That's what life is about.
We're not giving up on us or you guys.
The family's going to stay together. But daddy's going on a Vegas trip with his boys and hookers.
You know, we're all openly engaged these days, and we're cool with it, you know?
Yes. We're just trying to evolve. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? We can't keep doing the same thing. We're doing the same thing, and it worked until now, and now it's not really working, so we got to change
it. It is working. It's just adding. We just need a little spice into the energy.
And the other thing we wanted to mention is, like, you know, we don't want to give you guys, like, a half-assed product, right? Like we've been enjoying doing this podcast because we feel like every episode, for the most part, like we're really excited about the guests, we're really excited about the conversations, and we're like giving it our best.
And yeah, because like if not, we would do those Zoom things, and we've tried the Zoom calls while we're like busy and traveling. It's a little doesn't sound that great.
It doesn't sound that good. The chemistry's not there because everything's delayed, and you know, I think we don't want to give you anything less than an A+ product, at least from our point of view. So let us plan, let us strategize, and we're going to come back with even a better product.
Yeah.
Who knows what it will be? The sky's the limit.
The sky is the limit. And keep spending your money wisely.
Oh, we're ending? This is the end of the episode? We're ending now?
No. I just wanted to say some positive things to them about their financials. Is anyone even listening to this to like get any inspiration financially? I actually don't know.
We don't think so, but I've had a couple people come to me after shows who are like, yo man, I've been listening to Cash Cues and I've been a little bit more aware about my own spending.
Yes.
So I think we're not teaching them anything. We're just shaming them a little bit. So they're like, oh, I should be less sort of like, you know, generous or whatever.
That's
like
what moms and dads do.
Yes.
And we're here to fill in for your real moms and dads.
Exactly. We don't know how the market works. Yeah. All we know is we bought one of those keychains with the cat that does this. You know what I'm saying?
I bought a lot. Can I tell you what I've learned during this time? I've bought so much stocks. I have I've opened a high yield savings account.
That's good.
I have another credit card. I got a new car I didn't even say that. Did I already talk about my car? I got my Japanese car,
the Mazda,
which is a even if it's a convertible,
it's responsible. And I gotta say, this podcast, do you think it influenced this decision?
Oh, 1,000%.
So without this podcast, what car would you have right now?
I would have probably bought that Jeep.
Oh,
not
okay.
Thinking about
like the,
but it
would have
been dumb because I already, the crazy thing, I was doing the math, I spent almost $14,000 on that Jeep. That car right now when I got it checked, it's like $33,000. The Jeep.
So you spent like almost half of it and you don't own any of it.
I don't own it.
I know. But that's leasing. You knew that going into it.
I did, but when sometimes I feel like it's like is it amnesia where you just like stop thinking about the thing and you're just like, I gotta move forward. I gotta get the car.
Yes, yes.
And I was going through a huge breakup during that time, so I was like, I'm just gonna get a car. I didn't really do the math.
Sure.
But now when I the first time buying this car and feeling responsible about it, I'm like, that money could have gone towards this car if I got this car 3 years ago.
It feels good to own shit, right? Like, that's the thing. That's the problem with like rent. Rent feels bad because you're spending all this money not to own anything, right? At least a car, they say it goes down in value, but if you buy like a reliable car, you're like, well, at least it's mine.
Yeah.
And I don't own anyone anything anymore, right?
So, you know, I had my friend in that car. It's so funny because I got you in the car and I drove you around.
Yeah.
I got this guy. He's like, this white guy. He's super tall. He's not even super. He's like 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
And he got in the car. He couldn't like extend his legs in the car.
It's not that small.
Dude, he couldn't extend.
Oh, is it because you can't? Can you not back your
seat? It goes to a certain amount.
Oh.
And then I was like, this is what it feels like. Like to have things the size for our bodies.
Yes.
And it feels so right.
Oh, dude. Can we just talk about that for a second? Can we just talk about
like the pants fitting when you go to Japan? Like that
yes.
type of thing?
Oh my. Oh. Every time I like go clothes shopping in anywhere in Asia.
Yeah.
Where like Taiwan, whatever, like it just fits, and I don't even have to like the jacket. It just feels nice to be like, you belong.
Yeah,
you belong.
And I never thought with an Asian car I would feel that way.
I never
thought about that.
Oh, interesting. You thought the American car was like too big.
I've never driven
driven an Asian car.
No, I don't. Wait, hold on a second.
You know what? This is this is a little inappropriate here, and I hope I'm not offending anybody.
Oh no.
But okay, the first time.
Oh no! What are you gonna say?
Okay, you know how we're talking about how like Asian shit just feels right.
Are you gonna take this sexual?
I'm gonna take it sexual, but it's coming from a place of love because I think you know I was with I was with my girlfriend for like a very long time before we opened up a relationship, right? So I was with a non-Asian person like for forever. And then when I first had like an experience with an Asian person, it did feel like vintage shopping in Tokyo where you put on a jacket and you're like, this shit feels right. You know what I'm saying?
Why vintage though?
Or just like any.
It's been used up or something? It's been passed on by people?
I just meant like the clothes, you know, whatever you felt in that Mazda, You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, like everything, the cup holder's here and it's within my arms. Everything's within arm's reach.
I feel like for some reason you're leaning into the stereotype than you are.
Oh, you think that's a problematic statement?
Not problem.
I wasn't saying like Asian girls of, that's not what I was saying. I was just saying like, just.
Are you talking about the way you hug them? Or are you talking about your.
Just everything.
You know what I'm saying? Not docking. What the hell is docking?
Docking.
Oh, that's two dicks going into each other.
Do you?
Wait, no, are you sex. Docking?
Yeah, I'm docking with a girl. That's what I'm doing. I'm docking with her clit. Anyways, that's how it feels. Wait, to be Namazda. It feels like you're having sex with a nice, respectful Asian woman. And it's a good time. So go check it out. Mazda, sponsor us. You know what I'm saying? Miata, check it out. Anyways, buy a Mazda, okay? Buy a Mazda. Okay, it's a good fit. It's a good fit. Anyways, here's what I wanted to ask you about. And you're going to hate this question.
Because you fit right into my car. That's the point.
The point is,
I fit right in, bro. As my passenger, perfect fit.
And you loved watching me fit in there.
I absolutely enjoyed the comfort of your body.
How quickly I slid in there.
Yeah, how the chairs like hugged your body perfectly.
Yeah, they just hugged.
It was
so
uncomfortable to have that other person in there, the tall guy.
No,
because you know, it made me uncomfortable, which made my car uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing was not right. And I was like, this isn't it. I can't. I guess I'm going to have to be a little bit selective of who I allow in my car now.
This is interesting. Now you get the Mazda. You could only be with friends who are like 5'9 and shorter.
Or Asian.
I love that. This car is making you racist. And I love that for you.
But is it racist? Or is it
even earlier when I was talking about the... Yes, so what I meant by racist is it kind of like white power, but the Asian version of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like my people only vibes.
Yeah, is that right? I don't quite know if that,
you know
that's,
what?
There's a word for that.
I'll be honest with you. That car made me racist. It made me say that about Asian women. I don't mean that. I love my girlfriend. She feels just right as well. But that car, your car is modded. Your car's modded to make people feel racist. It's that car, in a classic Japanese way, it made me feel like, I got all like imperialistic about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, Asians are the best. You know what I'm saying? So it's no good.
You actually said it in Japanese.
I said it in Japanese.
You started talking in Japanese. Yeah, I was like, bro, chill the fuck out.
Okay, this is what I want to ask you about. Okay, and you're going to hate this question. I was invited to an influencer's birthday party. Already hate me. Okay, it's an annoying ass sentence. I know.
It is.
First of all, I was a little confused as to why I was invited to this party. And it made me a little sad. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking too much into it. But basically, I met this woman briefly at like a birthday party of a friend who's like, he's a comedian, but he's like kind of famous. So he had it in this like big Airbnb in Bel Air. And I meet this girl. And I don't know. She was nice. We're talking. We had a mutual friend. She's like, let me add you on Instagram. I'm going to come to a show. I follow her back. She has like 3 million followers. She's like a model or whatever. And then she like DMs me like a couple weeks later. And she's like, yeah, I'm having a birthday party. Do you want to come? And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I don't, like, we're not even that tight. Like, to me, like, birthday parties are pretty intimate, but I'm like, sure, whatever.
Do you know, influencers are interesting because I feel like they invite not everyone, but they have to have influence.
It's about the number.
It's about the numbers game.
Yes.
Or like, how are you influential in some sort of space?
Yes. And I don't think I'm like, whatever, influential in that way, but I think she took interest
because she was
like, oh, you're like a comedian, so that's like another, you know, another segment I can tap into or whatever. Maybe this is just me filling in the words, but anyways, I was like, that's so weird she invited me. So she invited me and my other friend, and we were gonna go, but I was coming back from Dallas, and I was like, do we need to get her a gift or something? And my friend, she goes, do people even do gifts anymore?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think people do birthday gifts anymore, really. And do you agree with that sentiment?
The gift is you being there, especially when it's not a loved one.
Right.
The fact that I'm willing, in LA especially, driving, you know you're driving at least 20 minutes. Wherever you're going. Especially influencers. For some reason, they love to live in the hills.
So do you think, I didn't think you would take this well because you love gifts. So I thought you would be like, that's stupid. Don't say that.
No, but I've thought about these thoughts about the whole,
like, if you invited me to like an intimate dinner with five people, maybe
totally
that's different,
right?
But it's like, hey, come to a bar. Bunch of my friends are going to come. I wouldn't expect anyone to bring me.
But also, to be honest, I wouldn't expect a gift from you, no matter, even if it was.
Wow.
But that's me just like protecting myself.
You're protecting yourself.
Expectations.
Sure.
But yes, I do agree that I think that if it's an event and it's not someone very intimate, I don't think gifts, but the thing that people tend to do is buy drinks or like bring alcohol, right?
Or flowers. If it's a house party or something.
Sometimes I do that.
Sure.
You do that last minute?
I mean, if I go to a friend's birthday party at a bar, I'd be like, oh, let me get you a drink. For sure, I'll do that.
No, oh, you mean at the... No, I meant like...
Well, a lot of times you can't bring it to a bar. You can't bring it.
Oh, to a bar,
right,
you know
what
right,
I mean?
Right,
a lot
right.
of times my friends are like, come to this bar. A bunch of my friends are coming.
Mm-hmm.
So... Something, and I see sometimes their really close friends will bring them gifts, but the majority of people aren't giving them gifts.
It's almost embarrassing to bring some flowers to somebody.
Flowers is embarrassing, but you know, recently I went to a birthday party and I bought that person a gift.
But how many people were at the party? And are you close to this person?
I'm pretty close to this person, so me and my
are
other
Are you
friend,
closer than to me?
Than this to this person?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I guess.
What gift did you give them?
I got her, we have an inside joke about bananas, so I got her my friend got her like a stuffed, what's it called, like those like
wait a second
of a banana.
You and your friend?
Well, my friend picked me up and we're both really close with this person.
Who bought the gift?
We split it.
No, who picked it out and bought it?
We went to Target together before the party and we decided on a gift together.
Okay.
And then I think she put on her car and I Venmo'd her. But like the whole thing was that we were going to split.
All right.
Yeah.
Because what do you think about those gifts where it's like I don't know somebody, like a birthday party, but it's like their sister's birthday.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, but I have to get them a gift. Uh-huh. And then they're like, don't worry, I got the gift. And then I get to just act as if I somehow had something to do with it.
I do that with my mom.
With your sister.
With my sister. My sister's like, hey, mom's birthday's coming up. And I'm like, can I just Venmo you or put my name on a thing? And she's like, yeah. So I do that.
Yeah. This is like a thing.
I feel like it's fine.
No one gives a shit, right?
No one gives it. I mean, I feel like I'm a results-oriented person. So like, I just feel like, do you have the fucking gift or not? Okay, good. I got some of that, you know? So there you go.
Yeah.
That's kind of
how was the banana accepted?
She loved it. And actually, I haven't gifted something to someone in a long time. That I got like an interesting enjoyment out of watching her.
Oh!
And you know, it's like, I don't know what she's getting. She could throw it away. It's just a stupid stuffed animal. But it's like, it's just an inside joke, right? I was gifting her like a sentiment. You know what I'm saying? And so like, but it was fun like buying the bag and like writing a stupid note.
Aww,
and, like,
that's nice. Look at you. Who thought of the idea of getting the gift?
Well, we were like, my friend was like, oh, let me pick you up. And we're like, I think I said, like, should we get her a gift?
Okay.
Let's go to Target or whatever. But you proud of me? This is all from the podcast.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Is it because of the podcast?
The pod. We've done a lot of work on ourselves, cuties.
The next time we come back to each other for this, we should... You're not going to even fucking do it. I'm actually already mad. You forget it.
Anyways, so gifts. Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter anymore, which is kind of nice.
I hate getting a gift for someone that I've thought so long and hard for, and then when they receive it, they almost, it's most likely because they're in a party situation, and it's like...
In the what situation?
A party. Like, you go to a party and you give this gift to somebody, and they open it and they're like, but they're like inundated with other things.
So they go, oh, thank you, and they put it away immediately.
Yes.
Right. That's the gift. That's the gift exchange. It's kind of like tipping, right? When you tip, you want them to see. Be like, hi, I saw, you know?
Exactly.
Same thing.
It's a recognition that I've put effort and time and money into this thing. And but more so, like, hey, this is like, I'm showing my affection towards you. And so, yet they're just like, yeah.
But maybe it's your fault because you need to time it right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yes, it's kind of like a basketball game. You can't just always shoot. Like, you got to look for an opening. So you got to be hiding behind the bathroom door when she comes in. Hello.
This feels very Larry David. I could see your enthusiasm where he carries a big, like a huge wrapped up like thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I need it. And everyone's like, why don't you put it down? And he's like, no.
And he goes overboard.
Yeah.
He like ambushes somebody in a bathroom or whatever.
He hits someone with the gift.
Hiding in the car, something.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you want that, you got to go get that. I'm all about setting goals and working towards that goal. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
All right. Well, that's
so anyways, that's the birthday thing. The only other thing I had is that I know you're into meme stocks, and I told you this earlier, but Truth Social, I read on the news today.
Wait, what is it called again?
Truth Social is Donald Trump's Twitter competing app, and apparently it's doing amazing. It has 1 million monthly active users already, which I didn't think was a lot. To put into perspective, Instagram has 2 billion, so I guess it's not that many, but you know, considering that like half the country's not on it because we're Democrats, that's pretty good.
You know, kids are buying it who are not wait, I'm sorry. Say it again. Oh, it is. No, Democrats are buying it. Is that what you just said?
They're not. It's not. I'm sorry. There's no buying. It's an app.
It's an app. I thought it was a. What
did you think it was?
I thought said that it was a stock or something.
I mean, it's a company. It's going public. It's going public, or maybe it already went public or something. But I apparently like stocks.
Are you buying any?
See, that's the other thing is like this is the topic I wanted to bring up. When you invest whatever, do you think about like the morality of it? Because I'll tell you what.
Absolutely.
Well, that's an interesting question. I wouldn't judge you either way. When COVID happened, when the Ukraine war happened. I met a comedian. She was like, yeah, I just invested in a bunch of Lockheed Martin. And like, these are companies that make missiles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm like, my initial reaction was like, that's disgusting that you would fucking.
Right.
Take advantage of war to invest in like companies that do weapons and shit. But I'm like, but I guess, is that like how the world works? Is that any different than when like, yo, like Truth Social or whatever, buying that? Or like, yo, like Mark Zuckerberg has a new app coming out. Buy that,
I think when it comes to money, everyone is a bit of a sellout, and that there is no. I promise you, any company that is public is definitely wealthy, which also means that they play into whatever issues. There's some sort of issues going on there.
Right.
There's always going to be something.
You're saying just
Amazon,
because it's Pepsi
Google,
doesn't mean they're not doing something equivalent.
Shady?
Something shady.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
There has to be. There's a million. Like, what are you going to do?
Sure.
Do you want to make your money or not?
Right. I just thought the war thing was like,
it's a lot.
Or like, if you're going to do that, don't fucking like say that to me. Or like, don't fucking, you know what I mean? I don't know. It just kind of felt like, are you flexing? Like,
yeah.
She was Asian too.
I know. So are you buying this or not? Okay, so the answer
is, how's it doing?
Should we both buy one?
It's $61 right now. Well, so, because the news came out, right? So it's too late. But if you buy now, can you buy now?
So
what's
December,
what's
the tracker? $16. Wait, when did it open? And then right now it's at 60. It's at the highest right now. One of the highest. It's at 62.
So the bet is, if you buy right now, is it going to be like 100 or something and you sell it? Or what is it?
Oh,
you were supposed to buy it here.
I would have bought it here maybe. Yeah. If I was that type of person.
But the thing is, like, would you feel guilty buying it? Walk me through your like mental process. Because like, I don't know. Not that I fucking really give a shit about politics, but like,
okay,
like,
so
I don't
it's
really
want
to.
Like,
I don't want to give money to Trump. That's just really what it is at the end of the day.
It's like, you know when there was all that stuff about Disney. Disney was having. I don't even remember what it was, but the stocks went down. I don't remember.
Was it him being like anti-Semitic or whatever? That's been a thing forever.
Yeah, it's like, would he? You're supposed to go in during these times of lows.
Yeah. I mean, that's what a business person would tell you. Right.
It's like that guy who bought the
Clippers after he said the N-word. Donald Sterling said the N-word.
And then they're
Microsoft CEO says, let me buy your fucking thing.
Yeah.
But so that's the other thing is like, even my friend who bought the Lockheed Martin stocks after the war, even us trying to buy True Social right now, we can joke about how like, oh, you're a bad person, blah, blah, blah. But my question is like, is that just how capitalism works?
Yes.
And it's like, for every one of us, there's 1,000 people doing something worse, you know? But is that just me justifying it?
It is. It's all of the above.
It's all of the above. Yeah. It's bad, but also
social justice. Yes, and then it's like, in the end, what's more important to you? Social justice or money?
Or money. And this is what the next podcast is going to be about, guys. When we come back from hiatus, we're doing evil shit. Dude. We're doing evil ways to make money. That's actually
YouTube. We're going
to be rich.
we're going to be rich because we just bought a bunch of DJT.
I know, we're like missing an eyeball and like Steffi's covered in tats because we did something so bad. She went to jail. She's like tear tattoos on her face.
I got eagle. I become super American.
There's something about
eagle wear.
Eagle wear, man.
Eagle tattoos.
I don't know. I think about
face.
That a lot. But, you know, sometimes I'm like, well, even if I buy the S&P 500, like, is Lockheed Martin a part of that? Maybe. Or am I just buying a part of that anyways when I invest in SPY and all these other like regular
ETFs?
That's
what I mean. Aren't we still?
Yeah. So I guess let's buy Trump. Let's do it. Let's buy Cash Cues. We endorse True Social.
Stop.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let the stocks go up.
Truth Social,
like
is
his political campaign.
God damn. Yeah. Horrible, man. Why are we even doing this?
What?
This is good. Is this educational to the people?
I mean, just,
have we taught them anything?
Morals. It's morals. But I think it's important to think about your morals as you buy.
Oh, of course. Yeah. When you buy any of this.
Well,
the Amazon, Amazon is the biggest, like everyone always talks about Amazon and, you know.
I think they have issues with, like,
the,
they don't treat
the
their
employees,
workers right.
Workers.
But to me.
Pissing in the, I always think of pissing in the thing.
Now, I mean, we don't even know. Is that just one story that got boosted for fucking likes and, you know, headlines? I don't know. But I think bottom line is they mistreat their workers. But to me, I'm not saying that's not bad. But to me, that is not the same as, like, there's a war that's invested in weapons. Like, to me, that is, like, so demented.
It's really disgusting.
Like, just the whole thing really bums me out.
But what if you knew you would make $1 million? In
let us know in the comments if you knew you would make $1 million.
In 3 months.
Dude, but that's so fucked.
It's really fucked up.
Here's what I would do. I would make $1 million, and I would donate, like, a majority of it.
No!
Yes, I would.
Just for your moral, like the ethics of it.
If I made it, I would donate 80% of it.
80?
I would donate 80% of it. But I still make 200, right?
And where did you get this goddamn number? Why does 80% makes you feel that as a person who values?
It's arbitrary, but there is something about, like, if I made money from war that I don't even support, right? I feel like 80 to 90% is how much I would have to donate for me to be like, I made good from it, because that money, that war was gonna happen anyways, and so now I'm giving you money, and now you can buy.
I don't know if
aid.
I could do it now when you say
really?
It like that.
You wouldn't.
Just realized you're evil right now.
You don't think
just,
you could do what?
I just think you're just evil that you said that you'd do that.
Oh, so you're saying you wouldn't even?
And now I judge you.
You're saying you wouldn't even if
no.
someone's like $1 million.
No.
And you'd be like,
I see where you're at now.
Wow, I thought we were playing the game where we just both accept the money and see what we do with it.
No, that was a
you
test.
Tricked me.
That was a test.
You fucking tricked me, dude.
Sorry.
You
we're
got.
Get, we're
you
getting
got,
a divorce.
You got me. God damn.
What if you found out that your partner right now, during that time, actually did buy some of this? And she kept all the proceeds. What if you found out today that she actually bought Lockheed?
I would have to have a serious talk with her about it. If
but
I
what
was
if she,
dating somebody who...
But what if they bought you a car without money? Because that's where I see
no,
that
but
you're...
No, but like it's not about the... Like, the car's already been bought. You know what I'm saying? It's already been bought. But, like, we'd have to have a conversation about, like, what were you thinking? Why did you do that? Like, what's the context? Did you really need the money at the time? Like, I would have to ask those things.
That's so funny, man.
I'm not saying I would write this person off immediately because, fuck, man, like, a lot of people are in different situations. Like, maybe you're fucking really, really, you're in a pinch. You're really poor. You need money. And someone's like, yo, buy this and you can make $1 million. I wouldn't necessarily fault you for doing that. But, like, it kind of, it's just context, you know? It's context.
It is context.
It's context. Anyways, how are you doing financially, Steffi? Should we look at our monarch?
Yeah, let's take a look at our monarch. My income is so low. What is your January?
My January was bad. My income.
Oh, no, yours is better than mine.
So in January.
But my expenses are so bad.
Okay, so let's talk about this. January, this is my company. My January, my income was about $7,500 and my expense was $6,700. So I only made like $800.
Wait, you know what? I didn't do my 2024 right. I didn't categorize things in my 20. I only categorized stuff in 2023.
Oh.
So this might be incorrect right now.
Okay.
I think.
Well, your expenses probably aren't incorrect.
No, the expenses are $7,000. I don't know why.
Let's look at expenses. So what's your highest expenses?
Auto and transport, $9,000.
And that's because you bought a car.
I bought a car. I found out when I purchased my car at the used dealership that it's not a used dealership. It's actually a real dealership. And then I just got the used car. My tires, I guess the brakes and rotors were fucked up. So when I would back it up, it made a screechy noise.
Oh,
so I went to go fix it. And is this the right amount? $250?
That sounds about right.
It's about right for just one, for the front.
I guess so. I mean, it's hard. I've never gotten that replaced, but like you're paying for their labor. So if it takes them two hours, you know what I'm saying? But
my largest transaction is definitely my down. I put 7,000. It's not 5,000. It's 5,000 plus another 2,000. So 7,000 was my down payment
on your car.
On my car.
And that's the largest. Like that makes sense.
That's the largest thing. Yeah. How about you?
Well, these don't count because this is me paying for myself. I guess air travel, $2,000, $2,200. But this is me like flying to my show. So a lot of times I have to front my own plane ticket. Oh, God, I did something so embarrassing and I'm getting so old. So a lot of times I have to buy my own travel and then they like pay me for some of it later, the comedy clubs.
Yeah.
But the other day, I had bought San Francisco tickets like a long time ago, but I forgot. So I bought it again. Isn't that insane?
So embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
No, I've done that. No, but it also means that you're just super busy. I've done that. Stuff like that.
Usually it's in my, it shows in my calendar.
Yeah.
I didn't see
you didn't put it in there.
So I called and I was like, this is so embarrassing, but like I bought tickets, like I don't need this. And so God. I didn't get credit back, but they said that, well, that's not true. If I got credit in the form of like Delta dollars. So if I book with Delta again, I can use that.
Okay,
money,
good.
Which is
good thing
but,
that they gave
but they
it
didn't
to
give
you.
Me like a refund on my credit
no,
card.
No.
So the money's gone. But they were like, if you book within this year, you can use that money. But the tricky thing is they were like, if you go, you can only use it once. So if your new ticket is below the amount, we cannot give you the difference. Right? So if I spent $300 on a plane ticket,
yeah,
that's my credit. If my next flight is $200, they don't give me the extra
$100. What the fuck?
Isn't that crazy? But then if you go
But can
over,
you use that for also like getting better seats and stuff? Yeah, you could pay for it
probably.
I
don't know about
bags.
That. I should ask. It didn't seem like it.
But also
but
these days
ask.
It's probably not that cheap to get a flight. It's not like $200. Are there flights for
$200
I mean, unless
you go to
Vegas?
Yeah. But if I go to New York, it's like $500.
You buy two flights using
Yes,
that?
I can do anything.
Oh, okay.
But I was just like so fucking embarrassed. I was like, holy shit. Like, two flights.
Is your so your highest was from what did you say it was
air
from?
air travel and then taxes was pretty high. I just started paying some. All in all, I paid probably like 5,000 in taxes.
Really? Does that mean you're gonna get money back though at all? Do you get
no that's what
refund?
I owed 5,000, but that's not bad.
Oh really?
Because I don't I'm pay scared. Taxes during the year because I have an S-corp, so I don't.
Okay, can I tell you what? That's not, that doesn't sound bad, but I also don't know what's actually normal or
okay,
not.
Yeah.
I'm scared for many reasons about whether there's things in my mind, right, that's giving me anxiety. My lease for my Jeep, I turned in, and there's some little dents and dinks.
So they might come back to you with like, hey, you
I'm
gotta
scared
pay
of that.
Okay.
I have no control over that, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that amount is.
Yeah.
I also don't know if someone's going to like tell me. Can I even like negotiate that?
Who
Someone
knows?
Tell me. I don't know. I'm really worried about that. Taxes. I'm about to file them this year. I haven't done it yet. So that's another thing. I don't know what's owed there.
Now, with taxes, I'm sure you know this because you this is
no,
the whole
you're
point
gonna
of stre-
I already know you're gonna stress
no.
the shit out
Just
of
Just make
me.
Sure you write the fuck off of everything. And that's what Monarch is for. Look through this, label everything that you feel is an expense. Tie it to an income that came, okay? That's the key part.
What do you mean tie it to an income?
So like, basically, for example, right? This air travel, I paid $436 for this plane ticket, right? Yeah. If I get audited, I say, this was for my show in Sacramento where I made $1,000.
Oh.
So therefore, I can write this off, right? So you attach it, like, there's nothing you're doing formally, but in your head, you're like, it's like if you get audited, you can say, oh, this meal I was having drinks with Fumi about the podcast.
It's a
business
expense. Thing, always.
Yes. So it's like you tie it to an income. So in case you get audited, you could be like, it's not random. We were talking about my podcast and I made $600 this year from the podcast or whatever. Or I made negative money from the podcast. You know, you can say that.
Okay. So what did you write off last year? So when I say that, it's expenses, right? So what were the expenses of last year?
Dude, I'll show you, dude. This is for my business. This is what I do for my accountant every year. I take all of my things from Monarch and I make a little Excel sheet, right? And then so this is every transaction on Monarch from 2023. And then I make a category, like a simplified category. Mm-hmm. And I categorize like production, food and beverage, income, fees, like whatever, gas, research and development.
Can you send me that part?
No, you can just make this on your own. And then I make a pivot table. And then I figure out like, cool, like food and drinks, like coffee shop. This is how much I spend on each whatever, fees. So I know. And then
I take that. This, I don't even know what a pivot table is.
I take this
is.
To my account. And I'm
stuck
like,
at pivot table. Can you slow down? Hold on. I got to look at this.
So I take this to my accountant and I say, what can I write off? And he tells me like, okay, this like, so food, for example, he's like, you can write off all food if it's a business expense. And I said, yes, it was. But he says food is only write offable by 50%. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. It's like, I can only write off 50% of this total. Right. Mm-hmm. And then like, can I write off gas? And he goes, well, how much of gas was for business? I say 90%. So he's like, okay, we'll write off 90% of 1400.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Income. This is all income that I did not pay taxes on. So you have to be careful every time you get paid. Right, like I made fucking $20,000 in residuals. Like I'm gonna get taxed for that. So
when you say you weren't taxed, you mean like you don't take it out of the, you know, like when you get W-2s, you don't click off the thing.
So the thing is, only humans get taxed. I'm not a human because it's a corporation. Corporations don't get taxed. So you have to, when you get paid, you have to make sure you save like 30-50% of that because you're gonna get taxed. Unless you write everything off, which I try to do. So like I just basically said like, I categorize everything, and I said like, can I write off my phone? You can write off rent, some of your rent.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, so like
I'm using it as a pawn.
So I think I told you I made like $80,000+, but I wrote off like 70-something. It was like a lot. I wrote off like a lot of it, and then you know some of it is not 100% write offable.
What percentage of your expenses do you think you wrote off? Like if your expenses were like $50,000 for last year.
Well, if my expenses were $50,000, I try to write off $50,000 because okay. But then the thing is like my car, I don't know about this, but cars, if you buy a car and it's business, you can write it off, mm-hmm. but you can only write off 20% every year. Mm-hmm. So I thought I could write off $14,000, but he was like, you can only write off 20% of $14,000 this year. Wow. And then you can do the next year. You know what I'm saying? So stuff like that.
Yeah,
so it didn't really come out to, you know, everything, but, that's how I was able to kind of keep taxes down. But you should do that. You should like, you know, go.
I love how energetic you get when you talk about this. Taxes, I know, dude. You got so hyper.
I just like my friends. I like seeing my friends like, save money, bro. Because I'm guessing you probably didn't get taxes taken out for a lot of this stuff.
Why? What do you mean?
Because a lot of it's like 1099 stuff. They don't take out taxes.
Well, you know how you have the opportunity. What, you know, like, I feel so stupid when I talk about this. You know when you get your I don't know if it's W-2 or 1099, like I do a job, a gig.
It's a W-2.
And then you can
do the tax thing.
Where it says like,
please take out.
Take out. That, but it doesn't with 1099. I haven't been doing that.
1099s.
Are you sure?
1099s is like at the end of the year when I pay you for this podcast, I'm not going to take taxes out of that because you're like an independent contractor. So you have to report that yourself.
So definitely there is no thing that says like they'll take it out.
But for W-2 work, there is. And usually most work, if you're a freelancer, is not W-2.
So does that mean I don't have to pay taxes on that because it's already taken out because I click it off that thing on the
A lot of times you may owe more. I think you owe more.
I can't do that.
Because, well, it depends on like, you know when you select the number, like I think you could put one or two.
Yeah.
And the more you put, the more you like take out.
Something like that, yeah.
Right? I usually do like one or zero. So I remember when I had a regular job and I was paying taxes through my paychecks, at the end of the year, I would owe more money.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't enough or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what's going to happen because you're going to owe more money. Also because of the 1099s you haven't paid taxes for. So you're going to owe money for that. So just categorize it. Just write it off. It's going to be fine. If you write off a lot of it, you're not going to owe as much as you think you're going to owe. So like all this shit, just figure out which one is for modeling or for like commercial acting or whatever. Just
yeah. Yeah.
But that's like, it's so important. And that's why I recommend you get a separate bank account for like your S-Corp or LLC, because then now it's annoying looking through this, be like, wait, was this just a regular girly lunch or was this like a coffee with a manager? Like you can't fucking remember all that, you know, unless you're doing it on a weekly basis.
Yeah, daily, right?
Like right.
Putting it in.
And I don't want to do that, which is why I have a separate business account, because like everything I choose to put on this card was business. So I don't have to think about it.
Yeah. I hate this conversation.
I love this conversation.
Right now. And I, okay.
What else have you spent money on? Food? Food and dining? How much have you spent this year so far?
This year?
Well, yeah, this is this year, right?
Is this year? 2024?
Yeah, food and dining.
Wait, 2024.
Yeah, go down. What does it say?
21. Oh, no, that's only. Wait, yeah. That's with coffee. So, yeah. So it's 2,100. 500. 1,000. I can't do math. 2,154.
I don't know how to do. Can I just do like a food?
Can you do food and beverage?
How do. Because I have so many food categories. I think I would have to.
Oh, right there. Just go food and dining.
I can't click on it. I have to select all the foods. Okay, if I do all the foods, and then I say this year, okay, about 1,600.
Oh, that's okay. Damn, that's why close. Is mine so much? Well,
I guess you eat out a lot, right?
I eat out a lot. I like paying if I can sometimes. Yeah. That's pretty similar. There must be some discrepancy somewhere where it's like, okay, let me see your shop. Actually, no, let's not do shopping. Shopping. Okay, groceries. Oh, mine's low because I didn't cook at all. This year I cooked so much more than I did ever last year.
Dude, what? So what's your groceries last year? 800-700?
Yeah.
For the whole year. That can't be. For the whole year? You need to eat more.
No. Dude, house. I know. And then I got my blood checked after like 5 years of never doing it.
And they were like, everything's wrong. Yeah, because you're only $700.
I just fucking like food, okay? And like, let me just live.
Bro.
And nobody likes cooking. But no, I'm just kidding. This year I have cooked a lot more. Wait, but then let's look at the restaurant then. Hold on.
Restaurants?
Coffee shops. Do you have yours as coffee shop?
I don't really. I do have coffee shop, but okay, I don't drink coffee. Okay, so my coffee shop is $72 for the whole year. I mean, but I don't drink coffee, so.
Okay, so mine's $780.
Love that.
And then restaurants and bars.
$3,600.
$5,000. $4,000.
That's not that far off for me, though.
It's not.
But
that's because you are cooking and I am not.
Well, this is interesting because mine's $3,600 because... Like I don't go out as much, and sometimes I'll pay for people. And yours is like you go out a lot, and a lot of times people pay for you. So this is with aid, $5,000.
Yeah, I looked at my most expensive shit I spend is like when I go out with my mom and my sister, I will pay, and then I'm like, why the fuck am I going to Din Tai Fung and spending $150? We eat so much. That's what it is.
Oh, the family.
Yeah, the family situation is where the most expensive.
Go up, back up.
I took my sister to Korean barbecue because she was here, and I was looking at my most expensive purchase of the year for food, and it was my meal with my sister.
Yeah, I can see that.
So the crazy thing is my highest purchase for clothing was $680, and it was two pieces of, it was a dress and a sweater from Bloomingdale's because last minute I wanted to buy this like really cute, or I need to go to an event the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I regret it because it wasn't even fucking silk and it looked like silk.
Wow.
And I saw it. The annoying thing is I went to their warehouse sale at the end of the year and it was there.
Wow.
For like 80% off. It's honestly one of the worst feelings in the world.
Damn.
Is seeing something at a warehouse or on sale that you had just bought.
Yeah.
It wasn't just bought. It was like
80%. It's okay. Well, it seems like we're both learning things, you know? It seems like we've progressed. I feel like I'm more like loose with my spending, which is good because I was like such a tight asshole when we started this podcast.
Yeah,
and
you're
buttoning up a little bit.
Very much.
That's great.
Very much.
That's great.
Yeah, I think that but how do I lower everything else? I don't understand. It's the rent is just, I guess.
Yeah, rent's the easiest way to lower like your monthly thing, but it's like so hard because some people won't agree with me in this. They'll say rent is the most important because it's where you live and you want to make sure you love that place, you know, which I agree with. But it's also like if your rent was $500 cheaper, you'd have a $500 extra every month.
And it's the property taxes that I'm paying.
Yeah.
That's the biggest.
Yeah, you got to stop. Maybe you can have Diana pick some of those bills up for
that
you.
That girl needs to start. Well, she got her life to deal with.
So. Anyways, we need to wrap this up because I don't want to edit all this. But anyways, cuties. we hope you enjoyed this one. And it might be a little bit till we see you again, but we love you so much and thank you for supporting thus far. And you can still reach out to us. You can like DM us and stuff. We'll probably check our Instagram.
You can still send
shit.
Us money.
We'll probably still post some stuff on like Patreon and like Instagram stories and stuff.
We definitely funsies. Will. I will. On Patreon.
On Patreon. So is there anything you would like to say to
I want to investors? Congratulate you guys for getting through to this point with us.
Yes. You're right.
It's been a journey. And I want to say that I really actually really love you guys. And I feel like my mental health wouldn't be as good as, I mean, it's not good, but it would have been worse if I wasn't doing this and had the support from you guys. And I include that with you too.
That's really nice.
You know, like you really helped me through a lot of the times, although we've had our ups and downs.
Not ups and downs, but with
their
financial
downs were
stuff,
not that bad.
They weren't that bad.
They were
just growing pains.
It was at the beginning and it was
it's
like,
fine.
23 was good. We worked it out.
We really had a good 2020. When we started this podcast, we were like, and then we both figured it out in 2023, despite the strike, despite like not having a full time. We like both figured it out. I just saw how much you made. That's great. That's fucking great.
Wait, are you mad about that?
No.
Do you feel jealous?
Not at all. But it's not like, but it's, that's great. You know, I mean, I'm sure you want to make more, but like, you know,
I was just telling him is that this year I'm going to travel more. To be honest, is like, I want to travel outside of just for work, but for my mental health and for like, my E-Pray love journey is happening.
Yeah.
And I've been talking about it, but I'm actually doing it and I'm doing it solo.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the newest thing for me that I'm
working. This sounds expensive.
I know. Dude, my trip to Mexico was over $2,500. And that was...
You did it wrong. Mexico is so cheap. That's crazy.
Because now I'm planning my next trip, which is to the UK.
That's going
to
be so expensive.
Dude, and I'm like, how did I spend 2,000 fucking over?
But you know what? Whenever I think about spending a lot on vacations and stuff, I always go like this. I always go, you know what? I don't have kids. I don't have student loans. So it's okay. Because if you had a kid.
I too don't have those things.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I think it's okay.
But I also don't have a partner, so I don't have anything attached to me.
There's nothing. I think it's okay to do stuff because like a kid is going to cost you so much money, as we learned in the previous couple episodes.
Well, my kid is my mother. That's what I learned from my therapist.
Oh,
she's so afraid of my child because the way I, you know, do these things.
Yeah.
So I am paying for a child.
Okay, well then maybe not. Don't go to the UK. Maybe go to Peru or something cheaper.
Fuck you. I'm going to go and I'm going to be in debt. And
we're going to be in debt.
Next
time you see us, we're going to be wearing way cooler, cooler clothes because we'll be in debt. We'll be in a shack. We'll be using dial-up. But we hope that you will still support us and her journey. So stay tuned. We love you. Thank you for listening. Do whatever the fuck you want with your money. Bye.
Or don't. Actually, be smart a little bit. Jesus Christ. I love you. Stay in touch. Bye.